More than 1,000 families in Utah have built homes through the Mutual Self-Help Housing Program. 300 of those homes were constructed in Box Elder and Cache Counties. Kim Datweiler is Executive Director of the Neighborhood Nonprofit Housing Corporation. She helps administer funds from the federal government for the program.
You can spend about $7,000 to put a person in a home using taxpayer money to make them homeowner, which they then pay back with their mortgage. Or you can pay about $7,000 each year to help someone with rental assistance. And it doesn't take a mathematical genius to figure out that we're better off using one-time money and make a homeowner that's invested in the community.
Members of the U.S. House have already agreed to cut two-thirds of the funding for this federally subsidized program that, unlike other housing programs, does require the homeowner to help construct the home and pay back the mortgage. Datweiler and other representatives from nonprofit housing organizations in Utah are asking Utah's Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee to join with other U.S. senators in support of the Rural Housing Appropriations funding for fiscal year 2013 by signing a support letter by tomorrow. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.